We're speaking now to Kate McAllister. Kate is a candidate for mayor of City of Sandpoint and is currently on city council. And we will start by just trying to get to know you a little bit, Kate. For those of you who aren't familiar with you, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you lived here? How did you wind up in Sandpoint? And what do you do around town?
Okay, well, let's see if I can remember all that. Again, my name is Kate McAllister. I have lived here for 30 years. It was actually my husband who brought me here. I was living in Spokane, actually, and met him at a wedding that people had decided we should meet. And yeah, then I came to Sandpoint, and the rest is history. I grew up in the Boise Valley, though, and the interesting thing is when you grow up in the Boise Valley, the farthest north they talk to you about is Lewiston. Because it was the first capital, right? Mm-hmm. And so when I first came here, I was like, no one told me about Sandpoint. And so, yeah, so for 30 years, I have been here. The very first organization I got involved with was Angels Over Sandpoint. I've been a proud member of the Angels since, I think, about year three. And as people who don't know, they're a grassroots organization. It's all hands-on, and that's what appealed to me. We have no overhead. We do all the work ourselves. And we've given $1.5 million into the community. And then I commuted back and forth to Spokane to a job. I did corporate community investment. That's what I did for almost 20 years in Spokane. And I commuted back and forth from here for 14 years because I love Sandpoint. And then I got a job at the Chamber of Commerce 13 years ago. And so I'm the president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, which has afforded me to be involved in business owners' business, being in everybody's business. And yeah, and help our community grow and nourish it. And then I became involved in politics when I was asked to run for House of Representatives in 2016. That was a very long, arduous campaign, but I learned a lot from it. And then when city council positions opened up, I was encouraged by business owners and others to run for city council. So I did. And then I won 2 years ago. Joel Espiro nominated me for council president, and I became council president, so I've been doing that for 2 years. And I was going to just run for council again because I really enjoy it. I'm kind of a nerd, so I like reading everything and knowing everything. And then again, business owners approached me, other people in the community, and said, you are known for bringing people together and listening, and we would really like you to be mayor. So here I am.
Mm-hmm. So there, yeah. So here you are.
So here I am.
And you are, so you've been on council since you were sworn in
2020.
2020. Mm-hmm.
The race was in 2019 and then you're seated in that next January. So.
Okay. So you are now in your third or fourth year
yep.
on city council.
Yep.
Okay. The big question.
Yeah.
You kind of started to answer it anyway, but well, why are you running for mayor?
You know, it seems like such a simple question, but it's really a huge question. And so I thought about it for quite a while, almost to the deadline of all the people who are asking questions. What it came down for me was 9,714. That is the population of Sandpoint. If you take the census, what we did in 2020, and then you add about 9%, it's 9,714. I think that we need a leader who will represent everybody. I think it's a privilege to run for a nonpartisan position because you really you don't take a stand one way or the other. You actually are fair to everyone. You listen to everyone's story, and I'm very dialectic in my thought process, so I believe both sides have validity. And then it's just getting to what is the best for the greatest majority of the people in our community and how to move our community ahead. So, yeah, does that answer the question? I'm running, right. And so I think, too, that it's important that we have somebody at the helm who's actually going to be the mayor. We still have a strong mayor form of government. I'll say that again. We have a strong mayor form of government. And the mayor is at the head of everything. The mayor is supposed to be in charge, take care of employees, et cetera. And so I think we've gotten off track in that sense because that doesn't seem to have been what was happening over the past 4 years. And I think a mayor really needs to be involved. They need to be there. They need to answer for things. They need to take the hard questions, and they need to stand up and give the difficult news to the community. And so I think that's what we've been missing, a mayor who's been involved to bring the people together. And I thought a lot about that, too. And again, I've been known through my community work in Sandpoint for bringing people together and creating solutions for issues that we have in the community. And so I really want to carry that forward with being the mayor and representing everyone. And again, I was so honored when Joel Espiro, he called me and asked me if he could nominate me for council president. And I said, I really would like that. And he said it was because he felt that I was fair, that I listened to people, that I read everything, that I talked to the necessary people with the education and the know-how to do the things to solve the problems and to bring people together. So that's, you know, I love this community. I think that it's really a great community. And recently I had a really horrible thing happen in my life. My son died. And if it weren't for this community, I just don't think I could have made it through, because I don't have any other family other than my children. And so that's kind of shows you what the community does for you. And I'm absolutely willing to fight for this community.
How do you think the current city government officials are doing? And if you were to give the current city council, mayor, and administration a grade from A to F, what grade would they get, and what might they improve? And you are a sitting member of city council. You're the president of the Sandpoint City Council.
Right.
If you can grade it from A to F, what do you think?
I would give city council an A. Really, if people really understood who each of us are as individuals, we are very different. There are business owners, there are community leaders, there are people who work in the community. And the very interesting thing is we all read. Everybody in the community can get the same packet we get on the Friday before city council on Wednesday. All of the counselors read. We ask thorough questions of staff. And then we all make the decision. And it's interesting because people seem to think that we all get together and conspire, but we aren't allowed to get together. First of all, any more than three of us is a quorum, and that's illegal. So I would give us an A. For the mayor, I'd probably give him a D because he hasn't been around much. Again, he should have been at the forefront of a lot of things. I think that the staff is getting a lot of grief, but as I see it, the way the staff is, the mayor is the CEO, the city administrator is the COO. And when the CEO is absent, the COO must make decisions. Now, have all those decisions been perfect in the eyes of everybody? No, but it's a community of 9,714 people, and how are you going to make those things happen? I understand that some of the citizens saying things are moving too fast, but in reality, previously, things really didn't move at all. A good example is the water treatment plant. We've had several plans in 2007, 2009, and it's been deferment, deferment, deferment. And so whether or not it is the current person in the position, I firmly believe that we absolutely need a city administrator, because mayor is only part-time. And unless you're going to raise the mayor's salary and find somebody who's good at operations, you need that person who's going to look at all the operations and who's going to make sure that those plans get implemented and things get completed. So I would give the city staff, I would give them a B+, because they have all worked incredibly hard. And, you know, most of the staff are just, they're worker bees like we are. And so, you know, I think they don't get enough credit, from the administrative assistants to the, you know, to the people who are in planning, to our building inspector, et cetera. They work very hard. So that's my opinion on that.
Okay. Among the many issues facing the city at present, what do you consider the top three, what are your three most important issues in this campaign, and why?
They are infrastructure. They are citizen involvement and workforce housing. So infrastructure is drinkable water, flushable toilets, drivable streets. We are currently, with drinkable water and flushable toilets, on track to start the initial remodel phase of the water treatment plant early next year. We just recently purchased generators, backup generators, which we have never had before. And I don't know if most people know this, but the water treatment plant came from Farragut. So it's really old, older than me even. And so I think that we're on track to get that done. As for drivable streets, we passed the bed tax, the visitor's tax. We raised it to 14%. The initial 7% is for fire and police and lifeguards, et cetera, things that visitors use. And now the new 7% is for streets. We have a couple projects. If people drive down Ruth or Ella, they'll see the beautiful new paving. And so we used to only have $250,000 in the budget, and now we'll have $1 million. And it takes $1 million to pave, or probably more, to pave 1 mile of streets. Citizen involvement, I think it's critical. I always think it's been critical. I think that, and people know that they can come to me anytime with questions. I'll sit down with them face to face and talk. I want to institute a monthly community conversations, and it'll be topic specific. So we can address each of the topics when people come to that. And I'll have it on a Saturday morning at 10 or something, a time when everybody in the community who's interested can go. And then the last one, workforce housing, I think we absolutely have to do something. And there are two levels of workforce housing. One is the level for teachers and nurses, et cetera, that level of workforce. And then we also need workforce housing for those who are low wage earners and the younger people who are absolutely leaving our community. And we don't want that to happen. And we have enough smart people in our town to figure that out. We're trying to decide whether or not at City Council if we need a housing authority. I would love to collaborate with the Community Land Trust to see if we can, you know, there's more power in collaboration if we all get together. And we're smart enough to figure this out, and we need to do it.
Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome.
We do have a little bit more time, so let's get into, I guess, some specifics here.
Okay.
The affordable housing you mentioned as one of your top areas of concern.
Mm-hmm.
Recently the housing authority came up before council, and at least I perceived that it seems to be moving forward on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that you're in favor of. Do you favor the establishment of a housing authority?
I do. Mm-hmm. There would be a lot more, because a housing authority could take it when they have money, could take out the land equation and work with the developer. Mm-hmm. There's more grants. There's more state help when you have a housing authority, and a housing authority can reach out and be multi-jurisdictional. But at this moment in time, we're talking just about Sandpoint, because we cannot speak for the other entities around us. But yes, I do. I think that people should apply just like any other commission that we have, and that, they should be well suited for it. I don't think it should be all the same people. Sometimes we have too many idea people and no implementers, so nothing gets done. I've been on many of those city committees throughout the year or years that I've been here. And also, I am a firm believer, and I told the mayor this, that on the committee, on the housing authority, there has to be a person who will be the recipient of this. Because too many times, government makes all these plans and all these great things and then says, here, citizens, this is for you. And then the citizens say, you didn't ask us, and we can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then a lot of time and money has been wasted. And so I am for it. I still think there's a little bit of investigation and really a lot of thought to go into it. Honestly, I know enough about it to make an opinion, but I don't know enough about it to really make a solid confirmation in that's the way to go. But I am leaning towards that, but I still need some more information.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned one of your ideas for affordable housing being a sort of a community land trust.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to elaborate on that at all?
Well, I really can't, because it's all so new, but I know that Kiniksu, there's been already some collaboration in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why aren't we part of that?
Yeah.
You know, because that's what happens too many times too, is everybody goes off and starts their own little committee, mm-hmm. and nobody has enough power or money to get anything done, as opposed to, hey, let's bring it all together and work together and really make something happen. And so I really don't know enough to speak on that.
Yeah. But it'd be with the existing Kiniksu Land Trust.
Yes.
They
are an extraordinary organization.
Yeah. Let's talk about, specifically to you, you're also the head of the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
If you were elected mayor, what would happen to that position?
I would leave that position.
Okay.
And it was a decision with the board, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I was the one who said, I think you need a full-time person. Mayor is a part-time job, pays $25,000 a year. So this mayor will have to get a part-time job in addition to the part-time job as mayor. But I think that's been the issue, too, is that all we've gotten in the past are retirees and trust funders and people who really don't need the money. And so, but when you get those individuals, oftentimes you get agendas behind those. And so somebody like me, I don't have a lot of money. I am willing to put in the work. That's why I've worked so hard in the community, because that's my asset that I can give is my time. And so, yeah, so I will no longer be at the chamber, which causes me great angst because I've put so much time in there, you know, really being an advocate for all the businesses in town. During the pandemic, I shut myself in my office for about 3 months to make sure everybody had PPP and an accountant and they weren't going to go under. And I think we did a marvelous job doing that. I also will miss my Leadership Sandpoint program. I've graduated 200 leaders out of that program. And I would think if you would talk to them that they enjoyed the class, they learned a lot and appreciated what I had to teach them. So I will miss those things, but I also know that I can recreate those things as mayor. One of the things I want to do is create a Citizens Academy, kind of based on the model of Leadership Sandpoint. So once a month, citizens can come and learn about the city. 1 month it might be utilities, 1 month it might be planning and zoning, because I believe an educated citizenry is what we need. And it's so much better when we all know how the government runs and the city runs. And also I would like to start a youth advisory council, because if we don't start informing our youth how our communities are run, then where are we going to get leadership, future leadership? So I believe in preparing for the future and preparing leaders, you know, the younger people to be leaders of the future.
We only have a couple minutes left here, but the city tabled the discussion on the comprehensive plan. It's going back to the public for further discussion and public input. But as far as the comp plan that was presented thus far, are you... what are your thoughts on it? Would you be a yay or a nay on the comp plan that is currently in
front? Well, I think everybody needs to understand that planning and zoning and our planning department, and even those citizens who have come to planning and zoning meetings, have really put a lot of thoughtful work into it. I think the plan is good. I do believe, just like you know, Jason Welker said, and others, those of us on council who decided to table it, is that we do want more citizen input, because the citizens have asked that. So we're going to put together some workshops. Hopefully citizens will show up, and then see if there's really any glaring changes that need to be made. But then I think we'll all feel better about putting our, you know, our yes vote on that. But I think it's an amazing start, and a lot of hard work has already been done. And so, you know, with the component of the citizens and getting their input, then I think it will be almost perfect.
Mm-hmm. Time flies. We're about out of it. So how can the public find out more about you and contact you?
I have a website, katemcallister.com. Mm-hmm. You can also email me at kate4sandpoint@gmail.com. And those are the ways that you can contact me. If you want to send a donation, you can send it to P.O. Box 1358, Sandpoint 83864. And thanks for your vote.